Hey everybody, welcome to We're Reading Dirty Books and our special series of We're Talking Fantasy Football. This is Zaylette.
And this is Kalina.
And sorry we haven't posted in 2 weeks. We've just kind of given up on football life for a while after a little bit of depression and...
It's so sad.
Sadness and...
So sad.
Yeah, so...
Well, the season's over.
Season's done.
The regular season of actual football as well as... fantasy football is mm-hmm. over. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to be posting this on Wild Card Weekend, the first weekend of the playoffs uh-huh. for real football, which is always exciting. I'm excited to watch real playoff football.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we didn't win.
No.
We didn't even...
We didn't even
win a single game in the playoffs.
Championships. We didn't get anywhere.
Anywhere. We are eighth, which is one position better than when we never make it into the playoffs to begin with, because we are usually ninth.
We're usually the hoagie winners, which is
fucking
second overall pick.
It would have been better to be ninth than to be eighth.
Totally would have
been
better.
Being eighth is a bullshit move.
There's no reason to be eighth.
Oh, it's so frustrating.
I mean, and speaking of wild cards, fucking John, I mean, we've complained about him before, but he snuck in there. He took us out. He took out someone else. I don't even fucking remember. But in the end, it's Ben who comes in first place. He was pummeling your ass. John, who comes in second place, he's all in bitches. And Dan, who his mustache rides, comes in third. And we're eight. And how many teams do we have? 14?
Yeah.
14 teams in our Mile High Fantasy League. So it's like, it's so depressing.
We were doing so fucking good. Frustrating. Like, so I can't, there's not even words to put to how upset I am. So
we've never done as well as we did this.
No, this and season. I have to try to put this in that perspective yeah. and not get focused on the last three games, but focus on the whole season. It was like the most fun we've had playing.
Yeah.
Like we always have fun playing, but it was really fun mm-hmm. to be winning consistently and to be in second for pretty much the entire season until yeah. the last like 3 weeks where we were in first until yeah. the playoffs when we just apparently didn't have a team anymore.
No, we were just...
Our team did not play.
No. I mean, our team was really just, it didn't really matter as soon as we lost to John, I don't think. But.
Well, no, it didn't matter. But even so, I kept adjusting the roster and it still like, no. I was just like, why is it doing so badly?
All of our players were just they were just falling off, like they just weren't doing well.
Well, and it just doesn't anyway, I can't read.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. The top three, Ben, John, and Dan, are all repeat winners. This will be the second time that Ben is on the trophy. It would have been the second time John was on the trophy, and it would have been the fucking fourth time if Dan was on the trophy. If
yeah,
they didn't
they're all
back.
Disgusting, and nobody likes them anymore.
But we have some. So at the end of the season, what happens is on Super Bowl, the league gets together, we present the trophy to the winner and the prize money, and then we go over logistics. So people start putting out what is that called? When they start voting for things. So we've got some suggestions that we want to make to the team and what we want to present and see what can get voted on.
One of them's the hardest one to suggest.
Is to cut two teams from the
league. We need to cut two teams from the league.
Yeah.
This should be a 12-team league. There are 12 teams who have consistently been in the league for almost the whole like
the whole history of the league.
Mm-hmm. And then there's always two spots that just seem to rotate.
Yep.
Like random new friends come and join the league for mm-hmm. a year, maybe two. Sometimes they'll play for two straight, but then they drop out and someone yep. else takes their place. And so there's constantly this turnover about, you know, with the last two
yep.
Spots, and 14 is too fucking many.
It's way too many.
It's too many. There's no players.
Especially with the extra bench spot.
We added a bench this year, which is the dumbest thing. I don't remember who suggested it.
I don't either.
I'm 98% sure we voted against it, because I thought it was dumb when it happened. I was like, no, we don't need an extra round of drafting. Drafting already takes us 4 fucking hours.
Oh my god.
And B, we don't need five bench spots when there's no players. Like, why? Like, that's just somebody's trying to hoard somebody, but there's nobody to hoard.
No.
Like, it's so you can, yeah, hoard good players on your bench, but there's no good players left after, like, round four.
Right. By that time, like, it's...
everyone's gone.
And I could be wrong about this, but I feel like a lot of people scored too much on their bench than they have, like, this season than they ever have in the past, mainly because of the extra spot. But that could have been...
Well, I think a lot of people had second and third quarterbacks that never had, like, never had benched quarterbacks before.
Yeah.
And that is a really... I almost never carry a second quarterback. Mm-hmm. Only the week that I need, like, that my quarterback's on a bye or if somebody's injured. Because I don't want to make that call as to which one. Because that's when you start second-guessing yourself. That's when you start getting fucking in your head. And you're like, oh, is he going to play better this week or that week? Or
And we did that this year. We put Dak on our bench and he fucked with our heads because there were times where he was killing it and Cam was just, I don't know if the fuck what Cam was doing.
Well, turns out he was injured for the second half of the fucking season.
That's right.
Playing with a shoulder injury. He shouldn't have been fucking playing.
Yeah, the playoffs, he was done.
Ugh. Done anyway, for the playoffs. So we want to cut two teams. We want to take it to a 12-team league.
That's going to be really hard to propose to the guys.
Well, especially if all of them are there.
Well, for sure.
So if we can get the main guys around and be like, just those two. Get him. Don't let him back in next year.
I promise I will make a motion for that. Okay. I know you're not going to be.
Oh, I won't. No, I never am.
I'll make a motion for that. And then we'll take a vote because they have to vote on any motion that's brought up. Mm-hmm. So we'll take a vote on it. I think that if it passes, they might up the ante just to make up for it, which is totally fine.
That's fine. I mean, it's only $200. Right. Which... split among 12 people, is it? They're going to up it more than that, and we're going to have bigger pot. That's bigger fine. Right. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well, between you and me, it's we fine. Split it we anyway. Split it, so it works for us.
But it doesn't matter. But anyway, to play for a whole season, that's not... Like, $100 isn't unreasonable, I don't think. Yeah. For that amount of entertainment, when you think of all the entertainment you get out of it, like, you know, 4 or 5 months of entertainment, like, that makes it a very cheap form of entertainment.
Yeah.
You just have to pony up 100 first. But yeah, if they want to raise it, fine. Fucking raise it.
Yeah.
But cut those two teams out. Because we'll all have a better game, I think. Two teams, the bench, and then the playoff needs to go back to 6 teams. And the first two people, the first, the top players get a bye week.
Yes.
Because that was bullshit that Ben and I, like Ben and us both, had been first and second for the entire fucking season.
Yeah.
And didn't get bye weeks. Nope. And we got knocked out in the first week. And I know that that's how football goes. And even in real football, sometimes the wild cards come in and knock out the, you know, third or fourth seeds. And that can happen. But it is rarer than not. Whereas in fantasy, I think it's more likely to happen. Yeah. Where all of a sudden, a team that barely squeaks into the playoffs is on some kind of hot streak. And now he's fucking second.
Yeah, now he's second. Yep.
Which and he wouldn't have even been in the playoffs.
No.
Now, I will admit, even if we had a bye week, we're losing the next two fucking weeks, no matter who we played, because we had shitty fucking scores. We did. Yeah. No matter how hard I tried, we had shitty scores.
Yeah.
So, we still probably would have been fourth.
Right.
But we should have been in the running for 1 through 4 as opposed to... fucking just 8th.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, that's just my argument. And I think it makes sense. It used to be we only used to have 6 spots in the playoffs.
Yes.
But someone whined about wanting more spots. Mm-hmm. But it's not fair to people who have been dominating all season.
Right. Right. It's not. It's not. They only opened up the 8 because of the 14. Mm-hmm. So if they drop the 2, then they could drop the 2 from the top 8.
Then, and then we're... then it's half and half. 6 teams go into the playoffs, 6 teams don't.
Yep.
It's fine. Yeah,
I'm all for paying an extra couple of whatever dollars.
Raise it to 200. Fuck it.
We'll do it. Let's fucking do it. Let us screw everybody else. But
yeah, they all have to pay $200 each. We only need 100 apiece. But I mean, I easily pay that amount of stuff to like go see a concert.
Sure.
Which is a one-night event or... you know, I'd pay way more to go on trips and shit, which is like a couple of days. But I have no problem with it. If I add up everything I spend on movies in a year, it's way fucking more than $100.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And as much as party and drink and stuff like that, it's worth it. And they can afford it. So,
Yeah. I mean, if you can't, then don't be in the league.
Right.
But I really think...
yeah.
Yeah,
I really feel like those last two spots, 13 and 14, are just... They're like the extra seat in the bench. We don't need them.
We don't need them. And that puts, because we have 15 slots right now, I think. We have quarterback, 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, flex position, defense, kicker. And then we have 5 bench spots. So we have 14. Every team in the league has 14 players. So cutting 2 whole teams gets us back 28 players.
Yes.
And cutting an extra bench spot gets us 12 fucking more players back. And now we have 40 more players.
Yes.
That are in the mix for us to choose from as opposed to locked up. Yeah. When you're sitting there picking third string, like people who never play. You're like, well, I guess I'll, this guy who's projected to get 1.5 points.
Right.
For the next 2 weeks.
A bunch of no-names started showing up because they were only players available. And
occasionally, they end up taking on a major role if someone gets injured. Sure. I know it can happen. It's unlikely. And this will just, it just makes everything more fluid. It's going to encourage more, like, trades and stuff, I think. Because there's no one, you're not trading shit.
Yeah.
Because you're like, no, literally there's only one running back out there. I cannot get rid of him.
There's no, none of that was happening this year.
Nobody moved any move this year.
I don't think there was any. Yeah, and that's part of how you make some money back, or you lose some, whatever, depending on what moves you make. But I can't imagine any of them saying no to at least that, the extra spot on the bench. So, you know, because everybody was fucking boned by it. Everybody was in the same position in that. So if anybody has a rejection to that, I'd really like to know what the argument is, because it just doesn't make any sense. I could see them being really hesitant about losing the 13th and 14th spot. But I'm still going to make a motion for it.
I think we have an argument that makes it make sense. Like, it's the same. It's not the same people. It's not like we'd be cutting, you know, 2 people who've been in the league for,
right.
10 years.
Right.
It's...
These are people, extra people.
Extra people who we scrounge around. Like, one year, you and I took an extra. Like, we had 2 teams because we couldn't find a 14th player.
Yep.
So we took an extra team. Like, it was a miserable year. We hated it.
It was a bad year. Yeah. That one wasn't a fun year. So.
But yeah, so we're always scrounging to get that last, 2 spots. So I think they should, if they think about it critically.
Yeah.
I think they will make the move.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they think about it while, Zadik and who else is the newest one, Brian?
Between Brian and Pinchy's Locals, I think Dirty Rigo. Maximus has been there 1 year longer than Rigo. And I feel bad because I know that they're all like groups together and stuff.
Or we could convince Ryan to stop playing. He doesn't really want to play anyway.
Every year he says, that's true. Be like, hey, just, Just give up your spot.
Like, we're going to tell Emily that she needs to tell Ryan you can't do it anymore.
Yes, that'll happen. That'll fucking happen in an RP.
Like, hey, it's going to go up to 500 a player.
Oh, my. Ooh.
Bye. Okay. Now we're down to 2. Or down to 12.
Now we're down to 14.
We all win. No, I wouldn't do that. But it's like, we have to do something because it obviously I'm feeling extra frustrated because of how far we fucking made it, and then to have it
I can not see that.
And if I make the argument, they're going to say that that's why.
I was just going to say that. I could see that that's going to be the reason why they would tell us that that doesn't work. It's because we're just mad that we didn't make it up to them. And be like, well, fuck yeah, that's why.
But we have a valid fucking
reason. That's a valid reason. And all of you fuckers went through it too. So it wasn't just us.
Yeah.
So we're the only ones speaking up for it. And I know that I'm not the only one, or that we're not the only ones that at least agree about the extra slot point or spot. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how that goes. It's really interesting. I know you don't go to the Super Bowl parties, but...
I came last year when it was at your house. I'm not driving to fucking...
No.
After work. Yeah. Like, it is so fucking far.
It is.
But they always need,
Do you remember how the voting goes when someone makes a motion and then they start doing the voting and stuff like that?
Well, I see it as
serious they get.
Yeah.
It's like the most serious that I ever see any
of none of them are ever serious, but when we're voting on things for this fucking league, it is like...
It's like...
life and death.
It really is. It's just like sending out a fucking real life poll. It's just, it's incredible to watch these goofy ass men who I only know as a bunch of fucking jokesters take something this silly, this serious. Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be like a lot of fun. And they just like, I mean, you would think that they're like trying to change a law here or something. Yeah, no. It's insane.
They're weighing like the pros and cons. There's some lobbying happening. Oh, yeah. They're like, hey, guys, exactly. I want, you know, this is my motion. Extra come on.
Money going and you do see a little bit at the draft, but, and usually
happens. It usually happens at the Super Bowl party.
At the end there, yeah.
Well, no, because I work every Super Bowl, so it's like.
Yeah, it's hard to get it. And I understand. I wouldn't want to go all the way out to.
On a Sunday night when I have to get up at 6, you know, 5 in the morning the next morning? No, I'm not driving out to Aurora or Green Valley fucking ranch. Yeah. Or any Word. Of those places.
Here you do. Well, and the only other one that I think that we can motion for, which I think is something that was a motion last, the beginning of this season, is to make it a PPR league. PRP?
RPP? PPR. No, you're PPR. Right. Points per reception.
So,
I still, that'd be interesting. I thought I understood it, and then I don't think I understand it. No? I thought I did, and then I watched Noah's League all season, and I'm like, no, I don't get it.
Oh.
I still think it does change the dynamics.
Sure.
It changes who you're, like, the value of certain players.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you get extra points just for catches, I think. Versus.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's so hard. I really honestly don't understand it. But if someone could explain it to me, I still think we probably want to make that. I think we still want that move.
I think we could still make a motion for it after maybe an explanation of it.
Yeah, I just would want a really clear understanding, but and why. I'd want before anyone voted, I'd want an argument for and against.
Sure.
It's like whoever thinks it's a good idea, explain to everyone why and make your case. Because that's the one thing that doesn't happen at the draft, because I think we're so invested in trying to get the draft started so fast, is people like make these motions and Dan puts them to a vote immediately without any kind of debate or argument.
He really does. He's
just like, do this. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. So I can't vote. I can't vote on the farm bill if I don't understand fucking corn subsidies.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he's all like, all right, I'm telling the votes now. Let's get this done. I mean, the drafts do take a really long time.
They do. They take a fuck ton of time. Yeah. And I understand why he wants to go quickly, but there's more time at the Super Bowl party, so if we're going to make these changes, I feel like they should get some more debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So.
Because then we could make our case. Right. Maybe I'll come this year to help make the cases.
Yeah, because you're going to be better at it than me, because I'll just, like, stomp my foot and, like, blow out my cheeks and make raspberries. Like, that's just... I want my way. Me. I'm a girl. Give me my way.
Well, no.
No, I don't play that role.
Good. But still, I would hate that. You're really... Like, look, I'm not playing that role.
No, I wouldn't do that. But I think you would... Also, I think because you are probably... the one in the league that doesn't talk at all. Because I'm 100% sure that all this shit talking you did this year on chat, they think
it's you. Oh, they think it's you.
100%.
That's fine. Why I say more things in the chat, because I'm like, they don't know it's me.
So if you have the floor, they're going to be like, oh, she talks.
Well, elegant.
She eloquent. Actually makes noises and speaks very, very well.
Maybe. But,
yeah. Anyway.
I'm like, listen up, guys. Here's the problem with the league. You two gotta go.
Oh, bye, Kamish. See you later, Co-Kamish. We'll take over.
Yeah. No, you guys know. You're doing terrible jobs.
I wouldn't want to.
Oh, fuck no.
I would not want to Kamish.
Oh. Fuck. No.
Fuck no. No. I mean, I'm already tasked at trying to find a trophy place to get fucking Fuckface's name on there again. And by fuckface, I mean Dan and John, because I didn't do Dan's last year. Oops, sorry, not Ben. I'm sorry, not John. Ben. But, still.
Don't you just take it back to where you bought it?
We ordered it online from some out-of-state place.
Oh. So. There's one creative award... All right, side note, this is not podcast material. We can talk about that later. Anyway.
But I was just saying, that's the extent of the responsibility that I want to keep, so... Yeah.
I'm glad that we got a real trophy. I think it's so much nicer than the dumb monkey thing.
It was, the monkey was dumb. Okay. But anyway, thank you guys so much for following us. We do get to keep a player next year, so if you have any insight or any suggestions or
what Ezekiel player... Ezekiel Elliott. Yeah, I shouldn't even ask. Question. We know we're fucking keeping.
Of course we're keeping him.
Unless something happens over the summer and he's not in the league anymore.
Right. Yeah, thank you for listening. Sorry we didn't come back for another 2 weeks. We were
sad,
mourning our losses. But this has been a great season, and we'll see you guys next year for the next fantasy football season. And, if you're following us on Dirty Books, then... Yeah.
Keep following us, listening following to those. They're good. It's good podcast. You know, it's our it's our main podcast. It's what we do.
It's what we do.
You should listen to it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
So,
maybe we'll come up with another weird side note podcast.
I know, these little minis are so fun. I love the tiny episodes.
By the way, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry, yeah. Guys, we'll see you next year for the draft sometime in September.
Yes. All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
I guess that's this year. It's 2019 now.
Oh my god, it is. Happy New Year!